reasons, our questions, and our longing, and listen for the voice that still calls us toward mercy, courage, and justice. And our scriptures this morning are taken from the Bible. Psalm 126. This morning I kept saying 26, but I mean 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Restore us, restore our fortunes, O Lord, and like streams in the Negev, those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. And he who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. This ends our reading for today. May God give us the wisdom to apply these words into our lives. I seem to be favoring this side, so I'm coming over here. Oh, you're going to get it too. Oh yeah, my sermon is here. So Psalm 126 begins with memory, a remembrance. We remember the Lord had done great things. And we can almost hear the people telling the old stories. Remember when? Remember what God did? Remember when we had kids in the Sunday school? And we are reminiscent of the past, and we are honoring these memories. And there's nothing wrong with remembering. There is something actually holy about remembering. Remember when we think about the past Christmas or Christmas 20 years ago, when we think about these memories and we think, oh my God, was the turkey burnt? But we had peanut butter and jam sandwich, and it was a good time, and we remember those days with fondness. And Psalm 126 does something important with memory. Only a few verses after we read, God restored us, the people pray, restore us, O God. So they are grateful for the past, but they also understand that there's a future that is being built at the moment. So apparently you can be grateful for what has been and still know that something more is needed. Psalm 126 says, God has restored us, and we still need restoring. We are becoming people. Our creed is saying, I don't always read my sermon, and you should be lucky for that. You should be grateful for that. God is creating. God has created, and God keeps creating. So God has been there the entire story and is still there, still building us. I don't know if you notice, but nothing stays the same. My hair is longer than it was this morning. And maybe one day I won't have any hair. But things are changing, and we need to adapt, right? So the people who first sang this psalm may have known the feeling intimately. They were people from Israel being brought back from exile. They were away from home and back into their home. They had returned, but the returning was not finished. And maybe churches know something about that. We can look back with tremendous gratitude at the people who built, taught, sang, organized, cooked, prayed, protested, served, and loved in this place, not only in this place, but in our denomination. And we should remember them. And faithful remembering asks, what has God's grace taught us? And sometimes nostalgia asks, how can we make everything the way it used to be? I remember having meetings with Sunday school teachers, and they said, oh, when back then we had like the girls from 1 to 3, and then the girls from 5 to 6, from 4 to 6, and then same thing over there, and the 5 rooms were full of kids. And oftentimes they long for that to come back. And that's totally fair. I want kids to run all over the place. Come over here. You need to smile the same way you just smiled. Isn't that amazing? Can I have a high five? Girl, you're my girl. Thank you. I just saw your smile and I needed to show it to everybody. Thank you for being a good sport. Yes, we want that. But we need to understand that we need to ask, what has God's grace taught us in order to move forward? I can dream about the long hair of my 30s. It's not going to come back. It's just going to make me frustrated. Well, enough about me. How about you? What do you think of me? Thank you, someone got it. You're my girl too. So last year, the United Church celebrated 100 years of our denomination and found itself asking similar question. We honored an extraordinary history, 100 years of this denomination, while also looking toward a second century. Speaking about deep spirituality, bold discipleship, and daring justice. So in other words, we remember and we are still becoming. We remembered and honored 100 years. And looking at what we've learned, the grace that has been given going forward. Because you see, the thing is, God is not confined to our favorite chapter. Imagine you read a book, whatever that book might be, I don't know, Harry Potter. And you're like, I like that chapter. And you keep reading it, but you don't read it all the way to the end of the story. God is unfolding his story constantly in us, in our denomination, in our Christian life. So this was my intro of my sermon. Now let's go to part one. Oh my God, it did not fly at all. I said that St. Andrews, I said, I'm the king of dad jokes. And someone said, me too. And I said, well, we'll get along. So, and then the psalm says, restore us like streams in the Negev. We don't know where the Negev is, but we know that it was a dry river. And just like here, when the snow in the mountains are melting, Calgary gets a flood. Whatever was dry, I was in Canmore. I lived in Canmore before living here. And the riverbed in town was totally dry, and then when it started to melt, it became like new life all around the river. So dry riverbeds suddenly filled with water, and sometimes renewal happens when, like that, all of a sudden, something new happened, and it floods our heart. And then the psalm says, planting seeds with tears. Because sometimes doing the right thing is not easy. If doing the right thing was easy, we would all be doing the right thing. Can I get an amen up in here? Who said not likely? Oh, Betty Lou, okay. I used to say, I've always said that. You guys know. I say, can I get an amen up in here? And the entire church goes, amen. Because we do the right thing, but it's hard. We welcome the newcomers. We build a relationship. We stand beside people who have been pushed aside. We work towards reconciliation. We speak against injustice. We try something unfamiliar. We listen to the younger generation. We make room for voices that have not always been heard. And then we wonder, is this working? Is this working? Our denomination is closing a church a week. At the end of the year, it's 52 churches. In 2035, and 9 years from now, it's going to be 5 churches out of 6 in our denomination that will be closing. And we think, are we doing the right thing? But Psalm 126 says, plant anyway. Not because success is guaranteed, not because we control the harvest, but because nothing grows from seed we refuse to place in the ground. You see, I never won at the lottery, but never bought a ticket anyways. If you want to win at the lottery, you need to get tickets. If you want a harvest, we need to sow seeds. And sometimes what hinders us from sowing seeds is fear. And what is key in the psalm is nobody restores alone. Nobody is alone. The psalm says our mouths, our laughter, our tears, our harvest. Because you see, when someone is hurting, our role is not to say, they're there, they're there. Our role is to sit by them and to say, I hear you. I know it's hard. We are in this together. I will sow with you in tears. Our calling is to walk into the field with them, to be sitting beside them. Because as I said earlier, God is a God of restoration. God's work does not merely preserve what already exists. God restores the brokenhearted. God walks beside the people grieving. God restores. God brings community into futures they could scarcely imagine. And perhaps this is what being rooted and becoming means. And I forgot to make the introduction, but we're starting a series called Rooted and Becoming. And this is, thank you for laughing. I should have done that earlier. And this is the first of our 4-part series. We are rooted in God. We are rooted in who we are. But we are also becoming. As I like to say, God is not finished with us. We carry the wisdom of those before us. We carry our grief. But we also carry seeds. Each and every one of you have a seed. Even you, Sunshine? It's all right. I'm used to be ignored. So the God who met us yesterday, the God who was in your life yesterday, the God of life is still there and will be there tomorrow. Remembering becomes the foundation for movement. Remembering becomes the foundation for movement. The past is neither rejected nor recreated. The past becomes wisdom. So we remember, and we plant, and we become, and we trust that even in dry riverbed, water can still have its way, and life can still be brought up. Amen. Let us take a moment of silence to ponder upon these words.